the wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Who cares wins? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who cares wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio. On the bright side.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Who Cares Wins on the first day of the school holidays. Did everybody have a lovely long lie-in? They're still asleep. I'm Jan Mulligan. And
are you sure about that?
I'm in the hot seat today. I am sure of that. It feels weird being on the other side. It's been a while.
So I'm in the naughty seat.
Angela's in the naughty seat.
Can you hear me? I can't hear myself, Jan.
She's still with me. Don't panic. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. That sounds better.
The trio. The terrible trio.
Are back. We have me in the hot seat, Angela on the Twitter feed, but that won't keep her quiet for long. And in the guest hot seat today,
yay!
Although not a guest, a returning presenter, we have Sue Parker. Hello, Sue.
Welcome. Hiya, it's
back.
Great to be here.
So, as you can guess, listeners, it's probably going to be a bit chaotic, a bit mayhem.
Surely not.
A bit wild and woolly.
Surely not.
But we will guide you through all things health and wellbeing today on Who Cares Wins, sponsored by Kent Connections on channelradio.co.uk. So we're sitting here talking about school holidays with none of us having children, so none of us experiencing school holidays, other than the traffic should have been clear. There should
so
have been
busy.
Nothing on the road.
It was
but it's
so
extremely busy out there today. We understand that there's been train problems, there are roadworks, so if you're on the road trying to get to your holiday, we're partly jealous, but partly just
hey, maybe
take
if you
care
tuned in on your smartphone or your tablet,
you can listen
let
to
us know.
We'll
contact us.
Make the time whiz by.
Tweet us. Ring us.
You can.
All of them.
Do
all of
those
the
things,
media.
All of those above. So if you want to tweet
go for
us
it,
today,
Jan. Go for the list. Go on. Go on.
On Twitter, we are Cares Wins. On the dog and bone, on the telephone, we have 01-303-874-998. On the email, it's studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Facebook, search for Who Cares Wins Radio Show. Smoke signals, that's Sue's department.
Yeah, right, I'll start it now.
Drumming, you can do drumming signals as well.
Yes.
Morse code, probably not, but there's probably a drumming signal out there.
Yes.
Well, we're going to start with Sue. A little bit about Sue. Catch
what
up
been
with
up
her.
To?
What's
well,
she been up to?
I need to tweet. I'll tweet out the picture because she's just done. She's got a variety of commissions from me, and she's done another one for me. She's just done my wonderful. I did a key ring I posted a couple of weeks ago, but she's now brought me my own window hanger. So I'm going to take a photo and I'll tweet it.
Okay.
It's beautiful, beautiful,
tree
beautiful.
Life.
The tree of life.
So before we get Sue's update, for any listener out there who wasn't with us from the beginning, and why
yes.
weren't you? You might not know Sue.
No.
Sue Parker.
Who are you, Sue?
Who
yes.
am I?
List
I
who you are.
I often ask me that myself, that question every day.
Tell
professional
me about
artist.
Yes, professional artist, psychic and spiritual coach. That's it, really.
Absent-minded.
Nutter.
Well, yeah, professional artist, but also craft as well.
And you're
craft,
wearing some of your own art today, aren't you?
Yes.
So we've got
I'm just
photos
trying to tweet
going
it, Jan.
Out, have we?
Oh, the phone's going.
Phone's
Yee-haw!
Going. I'm going to let Angela
oh,
get
I've got to
the phone.
The phone.
And I'm going to take both guests down for a moment while she answers the phone. And Sue and I will carry on talking because there's going to be a photo posted at the moment. But Sue, you're wearing today, commissioned by you, yes. drawn by you, a wonderful T-shirt with a lion head on it.
Yes, that was all to do with the Global White Lion Protection Trust. They asked me to do an image for a lady who's doing 111 miles. Running for charity.
I think we're going to have to stop for a moment because Angela's got a caller.
Okay,
we've got a fan. Oh,
hey.
Now so new buttons to press. That button. Bear with us, folks. We're going to get somebody live on air as we speak.
Do, do, do.
And then you should now press telephone and zoom them up, and they'll be live on air. It's a fan. Just wants to ring in and say great studio. So you should now be live on Who Cares Wins. Hello, are you still on the phone?
I've got them zoomed up. I've got the on button on. Any other buttons I should be pressing here?
No, as long as phone is on.
Phone's on, phone's up.
Have we lost them?
I'll press that again just in case. Is anybody there? We do apologise. If you'd like to give us another go, phone in again. We will give you another chance. I'm going to take the phone down again.
Maybe I cut them off. But yes, they were just ringing in to say that I don't know.
Did we get a name?
The first part. I couldn't hear the first part. But they said they just wanted to ring in to say that they love listening to the station.
Well, thank you very much.
So have.
Please try
That's
again.
Yes.
Second time lucky, maybe.
Yeah, give us a call. 01303 874 998, and I'll try with the technology again. I apologise if I cut you off.
See, it's my jinx factor. I've not been in the hot seat for a good few weeks now. And Angela said, don't worry. Oh, it's ringing again. Here we go. Let's go another try. I'm pushing that one up. I'm pushing that. Good afternoon. Hopefully you are on air with Who Cares Wins.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Hello. Who are you, sir?
My name is Shalar.
Hello, Shalar. And where are you from?
United States of America, Elmira, New York.
And you're phoning in from New York now?
Yes, ma'am. I just got done doing my college work and talked to some people in France and Germany, so I'm calling here to say hi to England.
Well, welcome. Welcome to UK Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us. What are your college studies?
Yeah. I'm studying business administration.
Excellent. So do you have big plans for the future?
Yes, I'm going to try to become a singer.
A singer? What sort of music do you sing?
Popular music, and I karaoke Katy Perry music and different artists I like.
Okay, well, you might be interested then. If you can put a sample together, some of the other radio shows on this station, channelradio.co.uk, play new artists, especially Richard Hubbard, who follows us at 2 o'clock today. He's always interested in new artists.
And also, if you are around, again, it's UK
time. I'll send the stuff in then.
Yeah, and also send it to, if you follow Twitter... If you look up on Twitter called New Potatoes, N-E-U Potatoes, it's another show on a Tuesday night, and they also play unsigned artists. So you might be interested in them as well.
Okay.
So that's great. You phoned in for One Health and Wellbeing, and hopefully not only do you enjoy listening to the show, but we're improving your health and wellbeing, get you on some of the other shows with your music.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Excellent.
And good luck with all your studies. But again, thank you so much for taking the time and spread the word.
God bless the Queen.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye now.
Fantastic. We have a listener, maybe more, in the States. Jan.
And live phone in. Excellent. It's proof. There are people out there.
Five
or six in the morning. Yeah. So it's about 6 hours behind, 5 hours behind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You are a good luck charm.
I am indeed.
Yeah. And Sue, I'll be off then.
No.
You can't get out. I'm next to the door.
Lock me in.
So we were talking. To come back to Sue's modelling career here. She has a white t-shirt on,
yes,
with a lion head in a black and white relief lion head.
Yes.
And you were saying it's for the charity?
It's the Global White Lion Protection Trust. It's for them. They're the only charity who actually got around, I think it's about 9 white lions in the wild. They're actually protecting them, and they're the only ones in the wild.
So there are only 9 in the world?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The rest are all in captivity or being destroyed.
And that's practically at extinction then, isn't it? Isn't it? If
yes.
You go below 100, or is it 200 that really there's a big problem?
Well, there's a lot in captivity, but unfortunately some of the ones that are in captivity are actually being bred to be shot.
Oh, okay. So they're not in zoos or wildlife parks?
Well, they are in wildlife parks, but they're actually being... See, tourists don't really know.
Is that on Twitter? I've got them on Twitter.
Excellent. We'll get that in a moment.
Yeah, tourists don't really know that when they go to a lot of these, like, there's a place called the Lion Park over in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a few of them. You go along, you can pet a lion. But what they don't realise is they're actually paying for that lion to be brought up to a certain size and certain age.
Right.
To then be in enclosures, but they're shot by American, British, European hunters.
Yeah.
In enclosures.
I guess that's the difference between if you go to a wildlife park in this country.
Yes.
9 times out of 10, it's a conservation park.
Yes.
And that's the process in life. That's their purpose.
Yes. And that's what they're supposed to be doing in South Africa.
Right.
But there's a lot of underlying stuff going on. And they do have separate places where they take these lions. So you don't know they have a lot of land and they hide a lot of these lions away.
Right.
So that's what's, they call it canning. That's what they're doing with the lions. And it's not just white lions, it's all lions.
It's all lions,
they're
yeah.
doing that.
So you've designed the t-shirt for them. Yes. And I saw one of your Facebook posts that Jerome Flynn.
Yes, he's
from
wearing
Ripper Street and Soldier fame. And so she's off.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Oh, don't get me started. Okay. So I saw him modelling it. So he was wearing it.
Yes.
And are they for sale or are they
yes,
just?
If you go on the Global White Lion Protection Trust,
you can get them through Twitter.
You can get them through Twitter.
Over to Angela.
White Lion Trust is their Twitter handle.
Yes, if you go on their page, there's an online shop, but you want to go on the UK shop.
Okay. I'm just doing that so I can get the URL for you, Jan.
Thank you. You are a little bit quiet today, Angela.
Am I?
I think maybe tilting the microphone slightly.
Hello there.
That's a bit better.
Am I a bit louder?
Just a bit. Okay.
I'll look at that lion.
Yeah, it's one of
those. UK Trust, there's little Great British...
I can't get my words out, Jan, today. What's happening? UK Trust is a little Union Jack flag. That's the word I want, which then takes you to whitelions.org/UK/. And then you have the UK shop as a link at the top there. And if I go down to White Lion merchandise, will I see your t-shirt there, Sue?
Did you do these cards that were there?
There we are.
So Sue, if you find the t-shirt on that webpage, that is the art of this marvellous guest in the studio as we speak by the name of Sue Parker.
Actually, if you click on it,
on the t-shirt,
there should be a little
There's a little photo, hopefully.
Well, it won't be a photo.
I have clicked.
It's very good radio. We're talking about looking at a website.
But I have given out the URL. So yeah, yes. The URL, again, just to repeat, all the W's, whitelions.org/UK. If you want to go directly there, keep going, /shop/GWLPT-shirt. And that is the t-shirt that I have tweeted already that Sue is modelling for us today.
Actually, if you go a bit down, it says, this image was commissioned by... The Trust with artist Sue Parker.
Sue Parker.
So she's claimed to fame.
So we have the famous Sue Parker in the house.
We do indeed.
Yay.
That's a good idea.
Just remember, Sue, you started here with us, okay?
Yes.
And you're also wearing a pendant with a lion on it. Did you make that?
Yes, I did. And I've been commissioned to do 20 for the lady who is doing the 111 miles this year of running and
111 miles.
Yes, she's raising money for the Global White Lions.
Where is she running doing that?
All over the country.
It's UK.
Yeah. And Jerome Flynn actually joined them in Birmingham. That's he did.
And can we shout out the lady's name?
Anne Fowler.
Anne Fowler.
Wow.
So she's
well
running
done,
at the moment.
Anne.
Do you think?
Yes, she's completed, I think, about 7 of these half marathons, and I think she did a marathon.
Right.
But I think there's a fun run coming up, and they're all dressing up as lions.
Excellent. It'll be a bit hot in the summer to be doing that. Well, that's really suffering for your cause.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few things coming up. There's also a march coming up in September. I'm just waiting for the details for that. So that means we'll be back in London. In front of the South African embassy and just pointing
and
out
last time, am I right, they had you up on stage. You were, thought you were just going there to support.
Yes.
And suddenly you were making a speech.
Yes, that was totally out of the blue. Paul Tully, who organises them, he had done his speech and there's quite a few other people. He came up to me and my friend Kim and looked at Kim and said, oh, can you do a speech? And he just looked at me and going, no, she can do it. And I just like looked at him and went, yeah, right. But yes, I found myself with a megaphone in the middle of Trafalgar Square doing a speech.
Excellent.
Why I was there.
Is that on YouTube?
It's not on YouTube, no.
I think I need to do some digging, yes. Jan, and see if somebody somewhere might have had a phone and captured it.
Actually, I don't remember half of it.
Yeah. Why? Were you intoxicated?
No. No, it came from the heart, so it was
good.
Very... you know,
spontaneous.
Yeah. And then I came away shaking like a leaf.
Oh, bless you. But hey, all good for a great cause. But just the artistry skills that that Sue has are amazing. Do you remember we also had on Jennifer Headley, which also you know, don't you, Sue?
Yes.
Because you were both in India, was that right,
yes,
together?
Yes, Bangalore.
On your training?
Yes.
So, yeah, some fabulous work. But I've also posted, and I might even retweet it for you, just to see the work that she does. I had my totems read by Sue, which again is another skill that she does.
Okay, now you have to start from scratch.
Sorry, Sue. Explain to Jan.
Totems. It could be painful. It could be inspirational.
It really isn't painful.
She says totems.
Okay.
It wasn't painful.
I think red Indian totem pole.
Yes, yes.
She says red. Mm-hmm. I think you're looking at the pole and you're reading it. But Angela isn't a totem pole. So what does reading your totems mean?
I've got a few curves going on.
Lumps and bumps.
Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of them, Jan. Yeah, honest. I'm working hard. So, yeah. Yes, over to you, Sue.
Yes, totems is all about the understanding that we have 9 totem animals. It's animals that are connected to us, our personality.
So each person has
each
9
person
animals.
Seven. Seven. And what's quite interesting when you are doing the readings, because you choose them, I ask you, I've got a set of cards.
Right.
And I'll ask you to choose each one. Because we go from east, south, west, north, above, below, within, left
okay.
and right.
Right.
So we do that and we go from each animal. And as they've been chosen, we put them on like in that north, south, east, west directions. And then we go through them. And what I do is actually, and I'm sure Angela found, was those animals that she had chosen were actually her personality.
Right.
It's all your different personalities and your strengths and your weaknesses.
Porcupine.
No, I'm not going there.
I had a porcupine.
You had a porcupine? Tell me through them then.
Horse.
Okay.
Panther.
Dog.
Dog. Was it an eagle or... what's the one on the
raven.
Top? Raven. I have a picture here.
No, crow.
A crow.
It's a crow.
And what does crow represent?
Crows are all about magic, and it's about sacred law, listening to your own intuition.
Listening, that's right. And then, I had a turkey.
Knowing.
Jan, stop it. Stop it. Yes, a turkey. What does that represent, Sue?
Christmas. The C word.
No. Well, you're saying that it's
celebration.
Sacred.
So Thanksgiving for Americans.
Yes. Yeah, so it's about your own sacred, your own soul, all of that, your intuition, your knowing. It's also a gift. If you're giving that card, it usually says something's coming in. So
not having come across this before, if Angela were to visit you again in a year's time, the chances that she'd get the same animals, animals?
No, you don't choose another. They stay.
They stay, so you just do that once.
Yeah, you just do that once. And that's when you're choosing them, you ask those animals are as you go along. But we do have other animal spirits around us, depending on what we're doing day to day.
And they would be one of the 7, or they could be others?
No, they'd be completely different.
Right.
Can be, sometimes not. But usually they're different energies. Because the Native Americans and most tribes, not just the Native Americans, believe that we are born with animal spirits around us.
Mm-hmm. I found the picture, folks, and I will tweet it because I also had a bear in there.
Yes, bear's all about introspection, going back into your bear cave when you need to or come out. Also to make sure that you... because bears, when they come out of hibernation, they're already thinking about going back into hibernation. So they have to make sure they're fed. So it's making sure you have your supplies.
So that was what that chocolate Rolo cheesecake was about this morning.
You promised not to tell, Jan. Now it's out in the whole world. And those people in the States, that Shalar who's rang in, he now knows that I had chocolate Rolo cheesecake.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking most of the world are going, what the is a chocolate Rolo cheesecake?
I'm sorry, but we have to quote next door, wonderful Kate is open.
This is how we
know
it's Monday
as well.
Because normally on a Monday over the winter and the autumn period, Kate's Bistro is shut and we're deprived of our food and drink. But she's open today,
today,
must be school holidays.
So for school holidays, come on down to Hagland's Farm, because not only can you go to the Maze, Yes, it is a maze, made of maize.
Sounds amazing.
You also have the fun yard. There's all sorts of things going on, and including the bistro. So you can come down. You could even have a party. So you can contact Kate and her team and maybe organise a party, all using the best local fresh produce, including Rolos. So I highly recommend that. But yeah, Hagelands Farm. Don't forget, come on down here. Haglandsvillage.co.uk.
Okay, well, we're heading for
We're
going to have some music, but I need to give you the background to the music. Because this weekend...
She's got a serious face on there.
No, so. It's a happy weekend. This weekend, it was disability awareness.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of Paralympic sports were taking place because teams from all over Europe and wider afield are trying to qualify for next year's Olympic and Paralympic Games, which are in...
Rio,
there you go.
Rio, daylight gone, mummy wanna go to Rio.
So we don't have that particular track, we have something slightly more, how can I put this? No, I won't. Oops. Anyway, so I was glued to my online television because the GB Boccia team, and as you know, I help out with the Boccia squad on Friday afternoons, but the GB Boccia team were playing at the Surrey Sports Centre, and they qualified for Rio. So a lot of happy bunnies from the boccia world. And we are now going to play in celebration of everybody who took part this weekend, but especially those who have qualified for Rio. We have Duran Duran and Rio.
Yay!
Straight to the right to catch the narrow way out.
Wave after wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Who Cares Wins? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Who Cares Wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
I'm a rock star.
So welcome back to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. I am Jan Mulligan. With me in the studio is...
me, Angela Bryce Stevenson, in the other chair today, causing mischief.
Da, 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 it's Sue Parker.
There we go.
Whoop, whoop, the original three back in the studio together, as it was originally planned.
So just before the break, we were talking about Sue's artistic prowess and prowess of lions. I made the connection there. It doesn't make sense to anybody else, but it does in my head. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about your white T-shirt, and you're about to commission or do another one.
I'm due to do one very shortly, ready for September. Mm-hmm. It's going to be again a male white lion that's facing you rather to the side, and it will be put on a black T-shirt, and it'll probably be, it'll have a name, because this one has a special name that I'm wearing.
Right,
it's very, very important. It's he's called Inkululeko, which is Zulu for freedom.
Excellent. Have you named the second one yet?
Not yet.
Oh, is there a prize? Is there a quiz? Or are you choosing
actually,
it yourself?
Actually, that'd be quite good, yes. But obviously, we'll have to go along on the lines of what we're doing.
Right.
Or on the lions.
Exactly. I see so many puns going on. I'm trying to bite my tongue and not go with those. We're going to stop my joking and go to something slightly serious, but very, very good.
We have had a tweet. Thank you very much. You've tweeted in to @CaresWins, Womb Cancer Support UK. So if you want to follow them on Twitter, their handle is @WombCancerUK. And they've tweeted that, can we help them to raise, or in fact, can we tweet out to make sure that everyone is aware of this, to helping them raise awareness of womb cancer, please. Now, there is a website, so we've retweeted that for you all. And the website is wombcancersupportuk.weebly.com. And if you go to that, it then tells you all about the information, support and advice about womb cancer and all sorts of information. Welcome the opportunity to publicise the work of Womb Cancer Support UK. And if you've got media query questions, there is a contact there on the website page to contact Kaz Malloy at wcsuk@hotmail.co.uk. So do give them a look up. We've got radio interviews done with Inverclyde Radio and Butte Island Radio.
And maybe
they need
soon
to get
to
on here.
Who
onto
cares
Who
wins.
Cares Wins. Because remember, we are all about health and well-being on this show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I would encourage you, if you're listening in right now, to also have a look at our community show, which is also on a Thursday. Not my personal show, but it's a show on Thursday on China Radio at 10 o'clock with the wonderful... oh my goodness, I've lost her name out of my head. Louise. Oh, come back to me. The community show. And that is all for charities in Kent, work within charities, fundraising events. So again, it could be something else that you want to get maximum exposure. Maybe come and talk to us over the phone. We don't have to have you in the studio, remember. We can do interviews via the telephone. We can even record interviews and play them at a later stage. But in the meantime, great shout out there. Thanks for getting in touch with us through Twitter. If you want to follow them, you are following @WombCancerUK. Thank you very much for your tweet.
I hope you're having a great day, and think about that. If you'd like to come on the show to talk about Womb Cancer UK or anybody else who's listening, if you've got a service to share, a story to share, please do get in touch. Our Twitter handle @CaresWins, our email studio@WhoCaresWinsRadio.co.uk.
And I've just found it's @community_show is the Twitter handle if you want to give them a follow. And it is Laura, not Louise. I'm making names up as I go along. It's Laura Burton Lawrence. So apologies, Laura, for getting your name wrong. But I had your vision in my head. So I knew what you looked like. Just couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, see, pictures, no good for radio.
I know, pictures don't work well, do they, Jan, on radio?
No. But we are going to take photos of Sue. If we haven't already done so, we'll take photos of her T-shirt.
I have.
Of her necklace with a lion on it. That's really lovely. And we'll post those out for you. But, Sue, before we forget, you have a Facebook page or a website where people can find your own
Facebook
work?
I've got three Facebook pages.
Three. She's greedy, this woman.
All connected.
Right, so different hats. So start with one hat.
One is the artist, yeah. So it's Sue's Arty Creations. That's one of the sites on Facebook, and then my other one is psychic and spiritual coach. So I actually teach people to move on in their lives and develop their spirituality
right.
and psychic abilities.
And the third?
And the third is Sue, and I talk to anyone.
So that's more your personal account, is it, Sue? Okay.
Actually, it is my personal account, but actually,
there's lots of Sues out there. Nobody will find you. Don't worry. So,
but I really do encourage you to take a look at Sue's Facebook pages, because we are encouraging Sue to post more and more photos of her work, because it is fantastic, and she's such a talented artist. If I could highlight the detail in that totem of the dog that she did, and obviously dear to my heart, I have German Shepherds, so Sue chose to do a German Shepherd, and the detail of that dog's head and the fur and the eye, it's so real. It's just like, how can somebody just paint that?
It's amazing acrylic.
So if you are interested in, you know, having any sort of artwork done, maybe you want one of your pet, maybe you've got a photograph, you could send it to Sue, and then she, sorry Sue, I'm just building up, you know, your workload there.
Well, I can do key rings for you with your pets
and
on.
Key rings, it's just amazing. So, and also if you maybe are an outlet that could have some of the work displayed, not only would it perhaps brighten your cafe or your work environment, your clinic, perhaps if you're working on therapies, etc. It's something to brighten your clinic, but also your customers may be laying there in a nice deep relaxed state and then realize, do you know what, I want one of those.
That's one of the ones I do want to do.
I went to a dentist once and it was just
once.
Yeah, see my state of my teeth. But he had all sorts of, they weren't Disney characters, but they were cartoon characters of ones I didn't really recognise. So I think it was an independent artist who'd just done children's images.
Brilliant.
And I just started smiling. That's what it's there for. People smile, they open their mouth wider.
And relax, for the kids as well, yeah.
Excellent.
Good idea, yes.
My latest one just has the aerial photograph of the area. So you've looked up and you thought, yeah, that's where the dentist surgery is. That's where the shop is. I've seen that now.
Yeah, yeah. And it just reminds you of where you are.
That's going to be a good idea, actually.
There we are. Add that to
my,
the list.
My referral fee is very reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, anything else you've been up to recently? You've got a lot on the horizon, though, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'm setting up things at home so I can actually have people come in and I can do one-to-one, as I say, with the psychic development and spiritual growth. So that's
stage one. What does that entail?
If people are interested in to understand what their abilities are, everybody in a way is psychic. We are connected to that energy. But as I say, there's a lot more people wanting to learn a lot more, because there's a lot of people who are seeing things or very aware of spirit or can see into the future, but they're not getting enough guidance. They don't know what to do with it. They think they're going mad.
Right.
There is a fine line,
mm-hmm.
which I'm very, very aware of. And I'm actually...
Not be hearing voices, which people
would... No, it could be seeing things. It could be feeling.
Feeling things, okay.
Yes. So all three or four different ways of connecting. And also I teach people how to, you know, be more positive in their lives and how to move forward. And there's many... ways of doing that, even just starting with meditation and learning to breathe.
So somebody would visit you on a one-to-one basis, or is this
very
group?
Much a one-to-one basis? I think it works really well, and I'll be doing like it'd be every fortnight, because we'll have like a 6 weeks, but it'd be a fortnight thing, because I feel that people need time to practice,
to digest
and
it
process
as well.
And all of that.
So are you going to be advertising this somewhere?
I'll be advertising it on Facebook.
Right.
On one of my accounts.
So you need to make sure you let us know which one it's going to be on, and then we can shout out about it as well. Because if anybody else out there is like me, you think, I hear that and think, yes, all right, I need to look that up. And then you think, Sue, I know she's got three accounts. I know her name's
Sue.
The
psychic coach one, the psychic and spiritual coach one, it'll be on there.
Okay. Excellent. And was there something you're going to be learning yourself.
Yes, I'm going on a course. It's a shamanic Reiki course. I am a healer.
Shamanic Reiki
course, yes.
So I've heard Reiki.
Yes, shamanic is all about...
I'm learning so much today.
Connecting.
I'm going to test you at the end.
No,
Jan.
Go on,
I've got the exam.
No,
I've got the exam paper.
No,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holidays.
No, it's only a mock. Don't worry.
Basically, sorry, shamanic Reiki.
Yes, shaman is all about a person who connects to other energies and goes into different states of consciousness.
Okay.
They would bring back knowledge that people, and he can help people through that. So if somebody's ill, he or she would go off to this, in a meditative state, bring back the answer, and that's what they used to do with the communities.
Right.
Obviously more in the places like South America and North America.
So you're going on a course?
So I'm going on a course, and as I say, I'm a healer. I do Reiki healing, but this is very much being connected to my roots as far as I'm concerned. I'm connecting to the grandmothers and the grandfathers.
Right.
And those energies, and we'll be drumming. Which I
no, this is actually
love.
Drumming.
Actually
I have
drumming.
To think about every word you say could have another meaning that I'm
yes.
not true.
No,
every
I'm actually
talking drumming, drumming.
Say. Yes, drumming.
Excuse Angela,
that's
she's
okay.
whittering in the corner there. She's missing the controls, is what it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah, where's the control? Yes, drumming is a really good way of healing people as well. I actually do drumming now where I take people into meditation through drumming.
Okay, sorry, silence there.
Did you see that? Jen was like trying to process that. How does that work?
Are you drumming and then you go into a meditative state?
Yes, you are guided.
And you're still drumming?
I'm still drumming. And you get to it, to a state where the beat is the heartbeat that you had as a baby in the womb. We get it to that state. So you're very nicely calm.
And I'm drumming and I'm going into that
you're
state.
You're not, no.
No, that's what I didn't
drummer.
Get, you see. I thought, okay. How can I drum and meditate at the
well,
same time?
I don't know about anybody
she's showing
else.
Off now, people.
Yeah, I can. No, I go off. I can't help that.
You're drumming away and the beat miss and she's off.
Yeah, because what you usually do is you start with, we will say to the, whoever I'm taking through a meditation, they're relaxed, they can lie on the floor. They don't have to sit. It's really down to you when you're comfortable. And then I'll start beating the drum. And usually it starts 1, 2, 3. So I just start 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Now, trouble with that, though, I'm already going around the firing mode going, hey, sorry, can't help it. So it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And then it goes on to 1, 2, 3, 4. And then from that, then it's... I've told them about the beat, which is this beat. That's saying to the, as we call them, dreamers, to go into the dream state.
Okay.
And then we go onto a beat. As I say, it's like the heartbeat, so it's very calm, and we can be drumming for 15 minutes while they're in that dream state. And so then we do the opposite to bring them out.
After which you probably need a good dream's sleep to relax from
well,
all that drumming.
Actually,
or do you find it relaxing
carry,
anyway?
Yeah, I do. As I say, I have to really keep focused when I'm drumming because I can go off.
Sandra
when you lose the teacher,
one.
That's not necessarily
no.
the greatest, but hey, yeah,
no,
I can
I
understand.
Do it when I'm
teaching. Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because there's some information I had through the British Psychological Society that I'm a member of, and one of the articles in one of their magazines was headed up changes in the well-being of children starting to play musical instruments.
Okay.
And it's very interesting. I myself, as most of you know out there, trained as a classical flautist, but it says here learning a musical instrument can be considered a super skill. See, Jan, I'm a superwoman.
Can be considered.
All right.
we need proof.
So
I'm
it says here, it can be considered a super skill associated with metaplasticity, that's a big word for me, in the brain. Evidence shows that neurostructural adaptation after 15 months of musical training and behavioural benefits from 15 weeks of musical training. So, hey, even just drums. And I knew there was a link because I've always wanted to play the drums. I was, as a kid, wanted a full mm-hmm. drum kit. Mm-hmm. You can imagine that, can't
oh, yes.
you, Jan?
Yes, Genesis.
Absolutely. So, yeah, interesting information here about the physically playing piano has been shown to exercise the heart as much as a brisk walk.
Wow. That's good.
You wouldn't think that, though, would you? Because no. You're sitting. But actually, if you're really into the music,
notes.
Well, there is that part.
The,
yeah,
the Elton John effect.
I think that's
it?
The jazz players and stuff. We've had a little notification on Facebook. I don't know if Jennifer's listening because we were talking about her. So whether her ears were burning or she's
hello,
tuned
Jennifer,
in,
you
if you're tuned in, Jennifer, hi. Jennifer Headley, we spoke about her just earlier regarding the artist work side of Sue, and of course Jennifer's been on the show talking about her wonderful artwork that she does, and there is a little poster she sent through to us, Diversity, it's headed up, an exhibition by both Jennifer Headley and Glynis Thompson, and it's 5th through to the 17th of May. Well, that's already gone, isn't it?
It is.
We're in
has.
July now, aren't we?
We are in July.
So
now.
I don't quite know why Facebook has notified me of that, unless it's a slightly different poster. So we'll double check out with Jennifer. Maybe there's another one she's doing and it's just linked to a different poster. But if not, always do check out Jennifer Headley's website page, which is Jennifer Headley. That's her full name, because all of her events are on there.
And if you then buy a piece of artwork from Jennifer, her buddy who came on the show with her, Bev Saunders,
Saunders
of Edge Framing, can
Marvellous
then frame
lady.
It for you. Mm. And I do need to talk to her about my poppy. I got the ceramic from the poppy fields at the Tower of London last year. And it's still in its box on top of the cupboard. I do need to get that.
Oh, you need to have it framed. Bev,
are
you listening?
Box framing.
Give Jan a call.
So we need to get that sorted. Now, Angela, another piece of music.
Yes.
Chosen by you.
I'm going to sing along to this.
I
think
folks?
Sue got in there first, actually.
What are we going to be listening to?
I am going slightly mad.
Yes, but what are we going to be listening to?
No, that's the song.
That's the song.
Okay. I'm going slightly mad.
Freddie Mercury.
Yes. Name that tune in one.
When the outside temperature rises, and the meaning is all so clear, 1,001 yellow daffodils begin to dance in front of you, oh yeah. Are they trying to tell you something? You're missing that one final screw. You're simply not in the pink, my dear. To be honest, you haven't got a clue. I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Whoa, whoa. It finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
Oh dear.
I'm one card short of a full deck. I'm not quite the shilling. One wave short of a shiver. I'm not my usual top billing. I'm coming down with a fever. I'm really out to sea. This kettle is boiling over. I think I'm a banana tree. Slightly mad. It finally happened. Finally happened. Finally happened. I'm slightly mad. dear, how about you? I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Oh yes, it finally happened. I'm slightly mad. Just very slightly mad. There you have it.
Wave after wave of good music. This is Channel Radio.
Who cares what you lose? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who cares when? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio. I'm a bright star.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. We are sponsored by Kent Connections. I'm Jan Mulligan. Ming in the corner is...
We just had another follower, Jan, on Twitter.
You sound like a carry-on character. Who's followed us?
We have Farmer Dispatch.
And this isn't Farmer Giles.
No. PH.
PH.
ARMA Dispatch. And they are breaking news and analysis on the Australian pharmaceutical and life sciences industry.
So the accent started okay. It kind of drifted a little. So we started in New York.
But they're based in Melbourne, Victoria.
Now gone to Melbourne.
So fantastic. You see, we've got calls from the States. We're getting followers from Australia. This is what we like, to get this health and well-being message to the world and beyond. Maybe we need to get on the...
Beyond?
The
Mars?
Off to Mars. Yeah, we need to have a word with Richard Branson.
Sue, come back and present. So we've mentioned today that it's the first Monday, the school holidays. But, of course, a lot of you are still working away, keeping soddy and bowl together. Country running. So got a couple of news tips that have hit the airwaves, and I've retweeted them this week. So if you follow me, Greenie Fergo, on Twitter, you'd have probably seen these already. But a couple of really good health points for people. There's a big thing at the moment that we must stand. So people want standing desks because sitting has been proved to be bad for you. But people have got it wrong. They've gone and said, well, I can't sit, I have to stand. So just want to warn people, standing can be worse for you than sitting. As in everything that we talk about on this show, it's all about the variety. You've got to do some sitting, some standing, some movement across your day and make changes on a regular basis. Because this long-term muscle fatigue after standing work is now becoming a bit epidemical, if there's a word. I've made that up, if there isn't. So
I like that word.
Epidemical.
Epidemical.
Yes. Are we going to please? It was, I came across this on the scientific blogging site Science 2.0, but as I say, I have retweeted it via Greenleaf Ergo, so have a check on that if that's of interest to you. Another one for computer users within the workplace. Apparently a study carried out by a well-known optical company have found that 4 in 10 employers are potentially, that's the word we're looking at, potentially breaking eye care rules. Because
touch
they are either not openly offering employees the chance to go for an eye care eye test that relates to computer use, or they don't have even a policy on it. So even if somebody wanted to go on an employer-funded eye test, some companies are either unaware or just have their head in the sand. So this was originally...
And that would really affect your eyes, wouldn't it?
If you've got sand in the sand, it's gritty. Dry eye syndrome, yeah. Terrible thing. So I came across
this... See, I'm listening, Jan.
You are listening. Via WSB Online from the 21st July. But again, search out Greenleaf Ergo on Twitter, and you'll find those articles there amongst many others. Angela, what have you been up to recently?
Nothing really.
Nothing.
No, unfortunately, listeners, as some of you know, it may be that I have to dash in and out of various shows in the future because a bit of bad news for my mother and her health. So unfortunately, I am whizzing backwards and forwards with care for her and hospital appointments. So yeah, life's taken a bit of an extra sort of curve,
yeah.
And a few more things to deal with. So, and I'm sure as lots of other people experience it every day, there's, you know, I think it's one in five or something is diagnosed with cancer every day or something like that statistics. So yes, folks, if I'm not around, I apologize, but unfortunately or fortunately, those things skip in. But I just wanted to remind people of the Canterbury bike ride. Remember, that's Jonathan... Come Marsh. On, Jan. What's Jonathan Marsh?
From Marsh Consulting, but also Wheelchair Rugby.
Wheelchair Rugby in Canterbury. And he notifies us, keeps us posted. But the Canterbury Bike Ride, yes, that's bike as in push bike. You need to get your legs working. It's Saturday, 26th of September. And you'll need to check out to see whether there are still spaces left, because obviously registration was open quite a while back now. But if you want to register, because they are raising money, if you take part in it, they're raising money for both the Wheelchair Rugby and the Kent MS Therapy Centre, both of which are all dear to our hearts. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get a hold, you can either do a 25, a 55, or an 85 mile route.
So not inches. Because I could do the inches. That would be no trouble.
Unfortunately, not.
Miles.
So there
okay.
are different routes that you can do, depending on whether you're up for 25 miles. I did laugh to myself that, 25 is the first option.
Yes.
There's anything less than that.
No. And I hope that's sort of 12 and a half out and 12 and a half back.
Looking at the route, yes.
Good. It's sort of stranded and then you do 50 whether you want to or not.
I mean, the 85 mile route looks fantastic. Okay, I need to put my glasses
nearby.
On, actually, as it seems to go right the way down to the sea somehow. I can't. Sorry, Jan, I need to get... She's lending me her glasses. Look, Jan, I'm a good girl and I brought them with
you
me today.
You brought them with you. Take them out of the pack.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to put them on? Oh, okay, then. So I'm going to just get all the details
just
and post that on our
enough.
Facebook page because, unfortunately, the second page, for some reason, hasn't printed out and that's where the website is. So if you search Canterbury Bike Ride or go to Wheelchair Rugby on Facebook, you will find the links there as well because they are obviously promoting it madly.
And I don't know the date off the top of my head, but the Wheelchair Rugby tournament to qualify for Rio is coming up. I think it's in September, so we'll look out the dates on that and see whether anybody from the Canterbury Club are going to be taking part.
Yeah.
And any other events that you know of?
Nothing that I haven't already mentioned. Just a big reminder of the Kundalini yoga that Sarah March sent through to us. That's a Kundalini yoga weekend if you're interested in having a weekend of both being relaxed, looking at chakra card readings, a super, super healthy dinner, and free time also to discover the hotel because it's being held at the Sherland Hotel, which is High Street East Church in Medway. So you've got here Saturday the 8th of August through to Sunday 9th of August. And I noticed she's put at the bottom here, 4 o'clock finish on a Sunday with a free, F-R-E-E, a free lift back to Medway. If you're up for that. So,
wow.
Yeah, she's...
How big's
perhaps I was going to say. But yeah, of course, the weekend is yours. You can dip in and out of any of the activities that are suggested. There's no obligation to do them all. Relaxation is the order of the weekend. So if you want to find out more or book on that weekend, then the best thing to do is either call Sarah March on 07968 297 262, or email Sarah, and her email address is Sarah, which is spelt S-A-R-A-H, yoga@hotmail.co.uk. And her website, if you're interested to find out more about what she does in general and classes she offers in Medway in Kent, that's kentkundalini.co.uk. Again, we did post this on our Facebook page last week, so I will re-scroll and re-comment so it again posts, I think, to the top.
Excellent.
If I get my Facebook technology right.
But
no, we haven't. I think it goes quite quiet in these
it
next
does,
few weeks.
It? Everybody relaxes. Deep breathes.
Well, some of us got a lot of work to do.
I've been joking with Sue about where she posts her information between her various sites and things, but there's a fail safe because Sue's very good friend Wendy Watson reflexologist supremo at, is it First Feet?
First
Reflexology.
Feet. Yes, Reflexology.
Always posts what you're doing.
Yes.
Because 9 times out of 10, she's got you involved in the first place, hasn't she?
Yeah, most of the time.
And there's a teaser coming up. You're at a bee festival.
A bee festival, yes. That's coming up at the bank holiday weekend in August. And yes, I'm not quite sure where it is at the moment.
The bees will know. They've got very good. You just got to watch the dance and interpret it.
Yeah, probably better never than better than my own navigation. But anyway, yes, that's coming up, so I'm hoping to post that fairly shortly.
Right.
I found the Canterbury bike ride, folks.
Excellent.
Just to clarify to
that's
you.
Nice and colourful.
It's nice and orange. There are three routes, as we said, registration, and the website is the best place to go and see all about it and to register. So go on to all the W's, canterburybikeride.co.uk.
Excellent.
And they're on Twitter and they're on Facebook. So if you want to follow them on Twitter, they are, of course, at Cant, C-A-N-T, Bike Ride.
Well, as always, we have unfortunately run out of time.
We have to go, don't we?
The hour's gone. Next week, we have Susanna Forrester-Beer of www.makeups, that's make-upps.co.uk. She's a makeup artist and she does art which enhances you.
Body but she bump also art. Does body bump art.
Now, I heard that and I just thought that's body art for slightly large people. But it's not, it's specific.
No,
bump.
It's for those lovely ladies who are with child. And instead of having maybe it's sort of done the run now of being taken photos of your bump, which you can have, of course, but actually she now does art. So body art is painting you're naked, but you're then painted so you look like you're wearing clothes.
Okay.
Now, she does that, and she does a lot of work with theatre groups, but also she does this fantastic offer for those that are interested in something slightly different, that she actually paints the bump, and then you have a photo taken of the artwork. So she said it's just another canvas that she's using.
Yes.
Clever. It's amazing, clever. Though. You need to check out her website and the beautiful photos. It's not, don't panic, folks, and think, well, 9 o'clock watershed and I better not look at these photos. It is, the body is covered.
Yeah.
But her talent, again, she's an artist and it is amazing.
Excellent. And she's also doing Look Good, Feel Better charity workshops for cancer care.
She does, yes. She does. So people who are going through chemotherapy, for example, those that know, when you're with chemotherapy, you often have hair loss, which not only is your head of hair, but eyebrows, eyelashes. And so she works with them on a voluntary basis, and she helps women who are wanting to still look good. So it's about how to apply makeup slightly differently, perhaps even wigs, how to wear, what. And so it's, again, that when they're maybe at a low time, it gives them the boost of, they
Susanna
don't have to hide at home.
This time next week, but an hour early, because this time next week we'll be finishing. So she'll be with us at 12 noon
12 o'clock
next week. Sue, it's been brilliant having you back.
Okay. Great
you so
to have you back.
Today.
Will you come back again?
Yeah, of course.
Yay!
So, Angela, wish you and your mother a good
Thank
week.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have more tests
on
this week.
And we're going to play you out. Again,
what are we going for? What are we going for?
Well, I'm just going in order. It's Will Young with Switch It On.
Ah, this is a bit of a bop. This
Everybody,
is why I run to this.
Have a lovely week. Enjoy your summer
Bye,
holidays.
Bye, everyone. Take
Bye
care.
For now.
Take care. Bye.
I can see I'm a little unstable. Mystified, I'm tired and unable. Switch it on and switch it off daily. It's okay to say how you see me. It's about my time.